This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Shoutopedia. Karate da Chai North I said to lose her seat in the next election. And I'm going to talk about winning city council. And plus, I'm going to tell excitement of a US election that is all coming up in my show today. But right now, it is 8:00 Rose and Brenna Mars on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. Which is just disconnected via.
Changya, Chuanin, Lindom, game! Lindom, game! Game start!
Ah, patsy, 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 kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real.
Don't you
Also, Betty by Rising Better Mass on Chatterpedia on on Arrow FM. Of number of lecturers in New Zealand will decrease from 65 to 64 over next generation, with one fewer in the North Island. Stats in my announcement Wednesday morning after considering last year's census results, the decision does not also for Parliament. Hutch Choi says before any overhang means there will be one more list to be and one fewer lecturer MP. As there will be one more seat in 120 member Parliament, Acting Deputy Governor Sir Joshua Kevin Connolly said. A number of Marxists remain the same at 7 1/4 of which election is in the North Island, 69,875 people in the South Island, 7,137 people. Regarded for my ledgers, there are 7,367 people. Each ledger population required to be within 5% of a quarter in the new balance for a 26 ledger will be now drawn up based upon data. Right, our next song will be right now it is. Paul Mayer Chang, Bye Bye So Fetch, Break Chartered on Chartopedia on Arrow FM.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey!
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pain sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
That's why I'm trying to bypass my feature Blake Shelton on Shadow Peter. I hear you that song sounds definitely a mirror. Well, it's a mirror because I don't even play them. Well, you need to know about for crowds who have been appointed to the Wellington City Council. A crowd who will be appointed to the Wellington City Council local government, as Stephen Brown announced on Tuesday. The government has been written to govern with a draft to the reference in for council for 10 weekend days to respond. Wellington Mayor Final said that announced that she is not even close to resigning. I read a concept gets called for official files to be released while Vice Minister Nicola Cedar Silva was a good step for the city. Once the crowd says Silva, what do they do? Why the mayor accounts like seen unlike such reason of a government head job? Why the mayor Toy Valence has reportedly like seen unlike comments critical of a misappointed crown of Silver? Valence can like comments describing a government division as disgraceful head job. Such politicians are corrupt. The comments were later, unlike the New Zealand Herald's report, Valence office has no comment about the account of when someone's the post. Shown as like that 6 p.m. Tuesday and later unlike were reported by the NCH. Where if you toy this his job is disgraceful, so hold it until we can give his corrupt politician out of power nicely and played friends and close and MMEs. Never congratulate her hold her own both of them as a government and the press. This is what I have to say. So from Stars Free News Bulletin last night.
Capital punishment, but definitely a day of punishment in the capital. From a head rolling, that of former Green MP Darlene Tana, to a slap on the wrist over Small Business Minister Andrew Bailey's loser outburst, and a babysitter to be appointed as Crown Observer to keep an eye on Tory Whānau's Wellington City Council. Here's senior political correspondent Jenna Lynch on a big day in Wellington.
Wellington turning on one of her very good days, but a few citizens, including Her Worship the Mayor, were not having such a good day.
Tēnā koutou katoa.
The government, having mulled it for over a week, has landed on sending in an observer to the council to make sure it behaves itself.
Very clear in my communication to the Mayor and also in my statements that I have no intention for this government to be making decisions on behalf of Wellington. They are democratically elected. They are responsible and accountable to the ratepayers in this city. But the problems that exist do warrant an observer.
It is my view that we accept this and work constructively with whoever is appointed.
Tory Whānau accepting her fate and the cost of it.
The council will have to pay for this unexpected cost. I find it a little frustrating.
But not accepting all of the blame.
The minister has fairly pointed out instances where councillors have walked out of meetings, refused to vote, and have also publicly criticised each other and council staff.
Nor the more extreme criticism from some government ministers.
What I've seen in the last hour is a lot of punching down We need assistance, not punching down.
The local government minister pointing to the council's backdown on selling airport shares and the impact on its long-term plan, but also its inability to focus on fixing the pipes.
Ultimately, they're taking on debt for other things, but water is one of their core roles. And the reality is they're putting, I think it's 94% of their capex is being funded directly from rates. And so they could be funding and financing that differently and actually reducing the rate burden on ratepayers.
So you don't think this is an overreach?
I think, Wellington City Council, as well as many councils across the country, we are facing really big issues.
You won't resign?
No, absolutely not. Not even close.
As the government was focused on pulling the council into line, Parliament's focus was drawn to its empty Siberia seat, usually reserved for outcast MPs, but today one was officially cast off.
The seat of Darlene Tarnup became vacant.
Speaker Gerry Brownlee, using the latest version of the Waka Jumping Law for the first time, formally expelling former Green MP Darlene Tarnup.
This is a serious matter, and the first time that the provisions inserted into the Electoral Act by way of amendment in 2018 have been used to declare a seat vacant. It's not a matter that I've taken lightly, since it affects the composition of the House.
7 months after Tana was stood down following a staff investigation into her links to alleged migrant exploitation at her husband's bike business, she's been booted from Parliament.
We're glad to be in a position where we can finally draw a line under this, obviously.
The architect of the law, which the Greens once deemed the death of democracy, a dead rat they had to swallow, getting his told-you-so moment.
You guys all talked about it being anti-democratic, what happened, so who got to use it first?
Does this dead rat taste as bad as you thought it would?
Oh, man.
In other things people in Parliament wish they hadn't said, Andrew Bailey is still on his sorry safari.
I got it wrong and I've apologised unreservedly to the person.
After it emerged, he called a worker a loser during a ministerial visit.
I am devastated about it. I don't want to be talking about this. I've got lots of things I'd really like to be talking about.
Not before finally fronting up with his version of events, though.
Had he had any alcohol at the beer garden or the winery he visited that day?
No.
Is he saying that he did not tell the worker to F off?
I do not believe I said that.
Did he call the worker a loser?
Yes.
Did he hold up the shape of an L on his forehead?
Again, yes, I did.
You heard that? Yes, he did.
Well, Jenna joins us now. Kia ora, Jenna. Right, what are the next steps for installing an observer to the Wellington City Council?
Yeah, so the Minister has given a draft terms of reference for that observer to the Wellington City Council. The Council has 10 days to respond to the Minister with any feedback that it might like him to take on. But judging by Simeon Brown's behaviour thus far, it seems like he's already made up his mind on this, that the observer will be appointed and probably under his terms. As for how long before that observer actually gets installed at the Council, I'm told that there is no candidates as yet, but the government can act pretty quickly on that. If you look at the last example, which was appointing Lawrence Yule as a Crown Manager to the Hawke's Bay Regional Council, it was about 2.5 weeks between the government announcing its intention to do so and them announcing that he would be the one. Now, as Tory Whanau mentioned there, the council will have to pay for that observer and they don't have any idea how much it's going to cost the cash-strapped council.
Okay, Jenna, thank you for that update.
What a tough ride it's been for Wellington since Tana Data explosion from Parliament. Roberta will be replaced next on the Greens list. Will be Benjamin Doyle. Peter Doris and Naga Puriya Pike to see him stored in the party for Hamilton West Alicia Ever 223 general election. Ricardo Miri must said he also would see door to bring people of educational experience to Parliament. Tohitinifis describing himself a party, Takapui, a member of a rabbi communities and Fakaya desire boat. Next song I'll be playing is It is Toxicity by System of a Down. Fails Toxes did the buy System of a Down on Chatterpedia on Aero EV. As America's prepared to vote for their next president, Canadian Americans are watching all nervously for some Canadians living next to the U.S. border. Politics isn't a topic often discussed. You don't talk politics and you don't talk religion. Say so far, you only who lives in a Canadian for air chance across the Niagara River from Buffalo, New York. Yet for others, all air on terror politics can come, especially out of food beers with a U.S. presidential election fast approaching. A short of former peace project connects the two countries in the South Side's Pedro Bar and Grill, where U.S. born bartender Lawrence Hayes frequently has to break up political arguments. It happens especially after a few drinks, everybody's voice is heard there. She laughs while shaking her head. It happens especially after a few drinks, everybody's voice is heard there. She laughs while shaking her head. Some 2,000 miles further to 100 kilometers southwest of Mexican border city of Juarez, so it's in the Manamoni queue waited to cross El Paso, Texas for work. There's a better appointment opportunities in the U.S. fair, better benefits. Check size Anna is one of the estimated 50,000 Mexicans who regularly cross the border into the U.S. every weekday. It's an interest that a relative between a decadent and cultural investors deeply. It is very intense as Anna from her car window, with more than 155 Americans due to vote in the U.S. presidential election on 5th of November. It's fair to say that outcome will be felt well beyond the U.S., no more than so large Australia partners Canada and Mexico. But two-way of trade of goods between the U.S. and Mexico totaled $1 billion, equivalent to £1 great pound sterling last year, making Mexico the U.S. biggest trade partner when it comes to physical items. Meanwhile, U.S. goods trade with Canada in 2023 was second in place on $382 billion. By comparison, the figure for the U.S. and China was $576 billion. Mexico, Canada, Venezuela trade with the U.S. could be impacted if Donald Trump wins the U.S. election. This is because his proposed industry of data report tariffs fees would be 60% of goods from China and 20% of products from all other countries, apparently including Mexico and Canada. By contrast, government has been expected to maintain more arbitrary policies of President Biden. This is why the chief voted against it. But 2020, United States, Mexico, Canada, Greater USMCA. Free trade downside, it didn't go far enough on tackling climate change. Trump and Harris have starkly divergent for the future of U.S. economic relations with the world. Then one study in September, back in Durant's shop on Adrian Rama says that U.S. political instability is something a business owners like himself have to get used to. We've seen it all, he says. Ms. Ramos added, as federal result of use on 5th of November will likely impact on this business, who never was. If you show me this is going to take longer to cross over states, if Harris doesn't main up, but there will be changes depending on who wins. In a rural Canadian township of Post-Lynch, Ontario, beef farmer Dave Braden is definitely more concerned about Trump returning to the White House. But while you have Trump, that he will introduce a policy such as self and say just get on with it and is threatening, says Mr. Braden, sitting between hay bales in front of his cattle fields. I think with Harris, well, we will have a social strategy with class relationship between two countries, and we will work together. But can I call Chamber of Commerce also concerned about the possibility of a second Trump presidency to introduce a new tariffs calculating the tariffs on 10% Canadian imports? A level of trade travels previously suggested would cost each Canadian American $1,100 Canadian dollars, $100 US dollars, that's like 15 pounds doing per year. But Canadian government has reportedly been talking to Trump's camp to try and exempt Canada in the event that he does win the election. Not every Canadian has such views about Trump. One Ontario farmer who is supporting him didn't want to speak on the record, but says he believes the former president is stronger on the economy, but which will benefit Canada. For George and Burke, the Republican obviously chapter leader for Canada, it's no surprise that Trump supporters don't speak publicly about him. She said that Becky Trump is not a proper position to be in. Which part such as Harris significantly more popular for Trump among Canadians. The using MCA was negligent in 2018 under Trump's presidency, yes, up for re-negligent in 2026. With on the science Canada Minister for inverted science and industry, Francois Champagne tells the BBC he is checking the US election polls daily. Because it is such a fair relationship, it is a what I call indispensable relationship, because you look at everything, whereas how dispensable we are to each other, he explains. And the one after election, Mr. Champagne has spent time meeting with his American counterparts of both parties in his first connecting the dots. For example, when I meet the governor of South Carolina, which has been planned in the auto sector, I remind him that a lot of critical minerals are coming from Canada. He says, so I was making sure everyone has fed where I joined our house in terms of security and supply chain, right? Was a growth agenda for North America. Lea Bede, an expert on US-Mexico relations, says that whatever November 2nd, he'll be a central topic on a bilateral agenda with Mexico that's going to have a deal with immediately migrant security and trade. It is telling that new Mexican president, Gretchen Bond, has designed Mexican ambassador to the U.S. As Mrs. Abed, who is the director of Mexico Intruder Washington based Wells Center think tank. I don't believe it will be announced under the US presidential because she wants to take a consideration what kind of individual she wants in Washington after the result. Looking ahead to 2026, Ms. Abe believes that USMCA re-negotiation will focus on US efforts to solve increased Chinese investment in Mexico, where Republicans and Democrats are actually is on trying to stem or trying to stop Chinese investment in Mexico, which is something that both political parties in the United States are very concerned about. She says, well, why do you believe that? You know, the tone and the policies will naturally differ depending on who wins the White House. I do believe the main issues on the bilateral agenda will remain. This is BBC's North America correspondent and researcher makes sense of the ways for the White House. And this twice weekly US election on Spain newsletter readers in the UK. Right, the next song I'll be playing is it is It is Highway by Keiser on Jadapedia on Arrow EVM.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just wanna shout out, give me more. You're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Don't even I can find a way to stop the storm. Oh baby, it's out of my control, what's going on? But you're just a chance I take to keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing. Baby, I love the way that there's nothing short. Baby, so stop me, hide away with me some more.
By Keitha on Jadapedia on Arrow FM. Here's a roundup of the day's news in America with 2 weeks ago under the US presidential elections. Poll shows Democratic candidate Kamala Harris and Republican contender Donald Trump neck and neck nationwide, and in the background state. Trump gave rambling address to Latino voters in Florida where he called his opponent radical left lunatic, which would turn the U.S. into Venezuela. Mexico foreign chief David Owen told Al Jazeera that Trump would win would lead to a quick negotiation between Ukraine and Russia. It can escalate against the backdrop of a looming widening war in the Middle East, where U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sought to revive flailing ceasefire talks. Trump said to appear in an interview with Joe Rogan, host one of the most popular podcasts in the U.S., in a large dish appeal to young men.
The election countdown clock is getting louder, and the candidates knew it. Donald Trump spent the day in North Carolina, a swing state he's won twice, but where he's now trailing his opponent. He toured Asheville, which got hammered by Hurricane Helene, a predominantly Republican area which he falsely claimed was deprived of federal help by the Biden White House. And he failed to condemn armed gangs who went chasing federal rescue workers.
Well, I think you have to let people know how they're doing. If they were doing a great job, I think we should say that too, because I think they should be rewarded. But if they're not doing, does that mean that if they're doing a poor job, we're supposed to not say it? These people are entitled to say it.
Trump then held a rally in Greenville in front of thousands of adoring supporters.
He seems like he's just all American. He's always worked hard.
I can tell you, if you don't get in, this country's gone.
Donald Trump knows he has to get his base out to vote on November the 5th if he has any chance of winning the White House. He's unlikely to convince any new voters, but he knows that he can't afford to lose any of the support from people who've always backed him. Kamala Harris buzzed through three states, part of the so-called Blue Wall. Democratic states she can't afford to lose: Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. She appeared on stage with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
In many, many ways, Donald Trump is an unserious man. But the consequences of him being president of the United States are brutally serious.
You have to choose in this race between someone who has been faithful to the Constitution, who will be faithful, and Donald Trump.
2 weeks to election day, seven key swing states, dozens of rallies, and two candidates who now must push to the end to win. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Greenville, North Carolina. The election.
The Democrats will have to try hard to get Pennsylvania. Both of the Blue Wall states, everyone, she ended in White House. Because all opposes Secret Trump, Donald Trump presidency. If it was America, I'll be fighting for Harris, I'll be fighting for a Democratic Party, because now I'll be voting for Trump, because Trump ran America for a few years with a border wall and declaring a national emergency where it's not actually an emergency, only for border wall to be built. If Trump wins back election, Trump will turn America into Nazi Germany. And next song I will be playing is More by Andrew True Connection.
Thank you.
There was more by Andrew True, connection on Chatterpedia on Aero EVM. Right. I'm going to tell you the team that you did not know about Kamala Harris. Number one, Harris is a bio and not born in Oakland, California. Because he was born in a cultural environment, his mother is a scientist, and several is an adverse profile influence here. Mama 9, Harris is a wife and a stepmother. He has married to Douglas Imhoff as an entertainment lawyer. Harris and advocate for criminal justice reform. Because Harris and advocate for criminal justice reform, such a court as prosecutor has been completely promoted progress policies and such about cameras for police officers and a decriminalization of marijuana. Mama Steve Harris ran for president before take on a position for vice president before take on the vice president role in 2020. Has launched a campaign for a Democratic presidential nomination. One has both features been largely due to lack of funds despite the into her campaign. She has made significant impact on the race. On major shows as Joe Biden's running mate, Harris was a notable author. Harris authored 3 books, including Memoir of a Truth. We hold an American Jenny, which chronicled her pursuit of professional life and laid out her vision for America, who challenged both who was the everywhere induced young race, her idea that heroes can be found in everyday life. He was found as a bravery, fairness, and kindness. Mother has attended HBCU. Carol has attended Howard Fugitives. Howard's one of our nation's top historical colleges and universities. She later went to her world to go to the University of California Hayes College of Law. Mom for Harris served as Central Attorney for San Francisco. Harris served as the Central Attorney of San Francisco in his role. She has launched an initiative to combat truancy, which was prosecuted appears in extreme cases. Mama Faye Harris become a black woman to become California's Attorney General in charge of California. Harris was the first woman and the first black American to hold a position who teacher marked by significant efforts to address the injustice of foreclosure crisis, environmental protection, and the reduction of trees among elementary school children. He is opposed in capital punishment. Harris was a California senator. Kim Harris was sent to California in the U.S. Senate under inauguration as vice president. Sheridan time as a senator. He another incisive question in his strong advocacy for social justice issues, particularly in the realms of healthcare, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. Number one, Harris became the first black Indian American to become vice president of the United States. Harris legend as vice president is a landmark in American history. She is the highest ranking female official in the U.S. history and first black in South Asian America to serve this role. Her position signifies four to four representation governance by a first Jewish woman of people and people of color. Because her mother was a breast cancer scientist who immigrated from Chennai, India. Her father, Dory, has an economist from Jamaica. This more cultural approach gave Harris a unique representation of race, immigration, and identity in America. Hope be finger crossed for the presidency. fat of day is... Arabic is the official language in Israel, along with Hebrew. Jeez, no wonder why Israel is built on Palestinian land. Right now, next I will be playing is it is the above four pain. Fear about full play on Shadowpedia on Arrow. If that's it for Shadowpedia, I'll see you next Wednesday. Bye bye. This is Shadowpedia on Arrow FM.